It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine. This is episode 182.
That's not real. That's just fake.
Yeah, that can't be right.
You just came up with a fake number.
Even if you said 82, that's too many. I would still say that's a little high. That can't be.
It's gotten into the zone of like, it doesn't even matter what the number is.
True. I feel like we've done maybe 30, 35 episodes.
Yeah. That's probably, we've actually probably had, been, like if you condensed it all, 40. Maybe we could get 30-something quality. No. No, not even that, 20.
Man,
yeah.
Crazy.
It'll be weird one day when we're old and whatever. Do you think we'll ever go back and like listen to them ever?
I don't know. Maybe.
I would think. Like,
I gotta go find a way to recover those F this shows.
I know. Every day we get a message about that. I stopped nagging you about it.
I mean, it's just one guy, but yeah.
No, yeah.
Every day one person is like, God, I need these fucking episodes.
Well,
I think I have the files somewhere, but yeah, no, the site got wiped. So yeah, I mean, I say that it was definitely my fault. I thought it had been backed up. Like I backed up everything to change over to the new server, but then the way it was stored on the old website wasn't a way that like that it backed up. Like it, you know, it was in. Somehow it was not within WordPress's architecture. Like it was outside of that where the files were. So I didn't. Yeah, I fucked up and it's all gone. But I think I should have the episode files somewhere. So.
All right.
I mean, if anybody out there, recorded them, put them to tape.
On their tape.
Yeah. Has tape recorded
catalog
them.
Tapes. Yeah, catalog. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's like that Frasier. God, I love that. Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff I could talk about. God, first off, I know it was kind of a joke before. This is just a little update, Robbie Glantz update. It was a joke before when I said Robbie Glantz ruined my life, but it's no longer a joke. Robbie Glantz actually ruined my life.
He did, yeah.
Totally. He crippled me. I'm not, well, that's probably not the PC term. I'm hobbled. I had to quit hockey. I can't play anymore because I messed up my groin so bad. So. I'm starting rehab for the groin, I guess. But the doctor's
Robbie
like,
Glantz rehab?
Yeah. Yeah, I checked into Robbie Glantz groin rehab clinic. It really seems a little too convenient that was actually
the timing, yeah.
In the form, like the second page of the form was like, oh, just also, you might be interested in Robbie Glantz.
In 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be doing a rehab clinic.
Robbie Glantz's groin rehab.
Should give you time for diagnosis and rest.
Yeah, it was weird that they wanted my like patient records number when I signed up for Robbie Glantz's skating clinic. Yeah, no, I just totally fucked myself. It sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, wasted thousands of dollars on hockey. I'm going to try to get some sort of refund, but I doubt it. I don't know. I waited too long because I thought it wasn't a big deal and I kept trying to play. And like, because I played through fucking... played through two broken thumbs. I played with two broken goddamn thumbs. I played with an ankle that was fucking ruined.
Same hand. Yeah, it was
amazing. Yeah, no, I know. I grew another thumb, broke it.
Broke that thumb.
excessive thumb wars. No, and yeah, I play through everything, but this is just it's too much.
Yeah,
you lose every... I mean, the ankle is pretty bad, but you're in... You know, I'm in a skate that's like a fucking... armored vehicle for my ankle, like
a rolling ankle brace.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I really fucked my ankle though. That was like 6 months of solid pain. Like it just
now remind me, was that Robbie Glantz?
No,
was
that
not Robbie Glantz.
I mean, I'm sure he wanted to fuck up my ankle, but he didn't know. He didn't
glance me once. Shame on me.
Oh man, yeah. Robbie glances. Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Checked right in. We'll see. Yeah, it fucking sucks though. And so I went to this dude. Did you know that there's a fucking fancy ass Kaiser Sports Medicine in the new arena?
I just have a regular person's insurance.
Oh like god,
shitty ass insurance.
No, you don't. You got the same shit I do, don't you?
Yeah, but we have Mercy, and not the other one. So
okay.
Second class.
You have Mercy, which means if you get injured, they just it's a guy with like an axe that just chops your head off. It's like
he just goes, "Oh, Mercy."
We can't offer you any care, but we can offer you sweet mercy. Now, put your head in this guillotine.
It's like, do you want to die right now? We could. I mean, it's easier for
mercy.
Like, no. What other? Do you have any other forms of mercy?
Yeah. Oh man. No, but in the new Sacramento arena, and this is only kind of funny, but in the new Sacramento Kings arena, there's a fucking badass Kaiser Sports Medicine clinic, and I'd been going to my Louis C.K. doctor, and I was like, yeah, it's really bad, and he was like, well, you know, I'm gonna send you here because clearly you're an athlete. Like, I actually do athletics, you know. Most people, yeah, if it's just some fat guy whose knee hurts, they're not gonna like send him to, I guess, because it's just your knee hurts. But because I'm playing sports all the time, I was like, yeah, I really am interested in that because I need to do more than just what they do at normal medicine is take an x-ray and they say, oh, there's an x-ray, there's your bones, and then nothing. Like, that's all. They charged you for an x-ray and that's all that happens. So yeah. I went to this thing, and this fucking sports medicine clinic, I felt like I was an NBA player. Like, it's got all this fancy stuff, and it was too good for me, actually. I wanted to leave. But I just joked with Lydia. I was like, yeah, I felt like a Sacramento King. And she started laughing really hard. And I think she thought I was saying like not the sport team Sacramento King. Like, I actually was saying like I'm like a Sacramento King, you know? And then she was laughing so fucking hard. Like, I made a horrible joke. Yeah, no, anyway. But it was cool. So the lady there, the doctor's like, yeah. She thinks it's like just a fucked thing. Like, it's not like I thought, oh, I tore my groin and that will heal in, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe as many as like 8 weeks if it's really bad. And she's like, yeah, I think it's just a constant. You're just going to have this forever because of hockey. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Like, just some because of the lateral movement, like my groin and my abdomen, like the way the fucking tendons and the muscles are, it's just fucked. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe maybe they're in on it with Robbie Glantz. I don't know. But long story short, Robbie Glantz ruined my life. So that's my update. I have a bunch of stuff, but what do you got?
Well, I broke my hand. So
God, I forgot about that. So Robbie Glantz got to you too, huh?
Yeah. I can't even blame Robbie for this one. I will find a way, but
forgot about that.
Yeah, I only have one hand. So imagine if you had one hand. Jesus. I wasn't going to waste time with that, but fucking hell, you can't do anything.
That's impossible.
It's impossible.
I don't know if you know this, but I broke both my thumbs. So at different times, but you need your hand / thumbs for a lot.
Did you actually break it?
Yeah, dude. I mean, they were fractured like little bone.
Yeah.
Like fragments. I don't know. You know, like it wasn't like, oh, the bone, you know, was like bent in half or something. You know, it was like, but they both were, you know, fragments were loose or whatever.
I don't know. I've never broken anything before, so I don't know the difference between the pain of that or an actual cracking of the bone like I have hurts. Or whatever. But I don't know. But this is really painful. But the thing I wanted to say, because I could, you know, I could just complain about everything, how it hurts and all that, but that's not very funny. The thing that I was thinking was kind of funny is I broke it on Friday night, and then on Saturday morning Friday morning I went to the urgent care because I was like, man, I know there's something really wrong.
Yeah.
Thought it was probably broken, and did the x-ray, and bad news, you did break it. And I was like, oh, shit, you know. And I go, so what? So you're going to put the cast on now, or like, what happens now, or whatever? She's like, oh, no, your doctor, you don't have to go to your regular doctor because we have the x-rays. It's definitely broken. So we can just send that to them. And then they'll make you an appointment at the, you know, ortho, whatever,
mm-hmm.
orthodontist. And get your teeth fixed and your, get that shitty mouth of teeth of yours fixed.
They put braces on your hand.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I, because I was thinking, like, it's not an emergency, I guess, when you break a bone, but like, I thought it was above, kind of like, an emergency, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be. If it's like sticking out of the skin, I guess they must do something. But still, I was like, I have a broken hand and the bone is kind of off. And I don't know if I'm going to have surgery or if they have to put a plate. Like, maybe not, but
Jesus.
They definitely have to like figure, you know, whatever. And so I called it like, you know, so I was like, I got home at 11 and I called, you know, I called the doctor. I was like, yeah, they said they're sending the thing over and they go, well, you could come in at 2 today. And I was like, yeah, well, I have to like figure out my entire life and work and how, you know, yeah. I just had so many
your
things.
Your job
I
is pretty out. Hand-based.
Yeah, I'm totally screwed on that. And so I didn't want to have an appointment at 2 in the middle of the day and like just, you know, ruin my whole day. And so I was like, no, you know, you don't have to, we don't have to, there's nothing to do. I'm going to go there. And, oh yeah, you got a broken hand. Cool. Anyway, can mm-hmm. we have the appointment for the real people or whatever? Mm-hmm. And so they never called like all day. I kept calling every 2 hours. Like what's going on? Oh, we haven't got the x-ray. And I called the urgent care. Oh yeah, we haven't sent it because they have to sign off. A doctor here has to sign off on it. And we didn't do it. So anyway, that's not even very fun, but basically nothing. They don't even care. They didn't do anything. And the whole day went by and I never got an appointment. And then this morning they finally called, oh, we got the x-ray and you know, you'll get in a call or whatever. And so the doctor, the orthopedic people called and they said, yeah, we can get you in Thursday at 8. And so I was like, so it's just not really a big deal to have a broken hand. It doesn't really matter.
No rush on that.
Yeah, it's fine. But what I was thinking is weird. The thing I was going to say is that when you, you know, today's technology and all that, or if you, you know, have a little money, there's almost everything you can just decide, like, I'll just spend more money or whatever to just get whatever I want, like, pretty much mm-hmm. whenever you want it. Like, almost everything. Like, you, anything you want, you pretty much just get it. It's a weird feeling to remember sometimes that like you're just one of a million other assholes that broke their hand or their leg or whatever. And as soon as you're in a group of people that's like, well, it's just there's one service or, you know, you have insurance or whatever, but you're basically put into a group of everybody and it doesn't you don't matter. Like you do. Right. I mean, which it's the way it should be. I'm not saying like.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to say I should matter more than anyone else.
I mean, until I launch my new app that delivers your cast to your door.
Yeah. It's weird because I just, everything else I'd be like, well, if I wanted to, if I bought a cast on Amazon, I could just decide to overnight it.
You know, a good question. How hard is it to put your hand in a cast? I'm sure you could do it yourself.
I had
one in high school and I don't remember what went into that? I actually don't remember. I have no memory of it. Isn't that weird? I got a cast. It was it's a thing that's only happened once in my life, and it was different than most other things I've ever done, and yet I have no memory of it.
Yeah, that seems weird.
I remember getting it off. That's what I, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. I got news for you. I hope you never have to get a cast, because, God, it sucks.
I definitely have to get a cast.
No, it's not a big deal. I mean, in high school, when in that summertime, when I was like, the difference in the perception of time between then and now, like a cast, it probably was on my arm for either, I can't remember. It was either 4 weeks or 8 weeks. Either way, that's both nothing. Like you're not even going to notice it. You'll get a fucking cast and it'll be done.
Oh yeah. 6 weeks or whatever is nothing. It'll be annoying, but I'll forget about it instantly. But the,
not like
it's kind of like you said with, you know, I'm not a professional athlete like you are, so I don't get an instant, like, you know, referral to the Kings, Sacramento Kings thing, but
for some bone rehab.
I was just kind of thinking like, I guess there's probably like super rich people that just, if they broke their arm, they would have some like private doctor physician, that does something. Yeah. So I guess that's possible, but yeah, I just thought it was weird that like, there's no concern at all. Cause it hurt so bad on Friday. I couldn't sleep. Like it was just throbbing and aching and super, you know, when something's like swollen twice the size, it's really uncomfortable.
I'm just sure people swelling. Are wondering how you broke your hand.
Yeah. That was the other thing I was going to say is I know we've done this in other things a million times, but it is already the most annoying thing that everywhere I go, someone has to ask me what happened to my hand. Mm-hmm. Like it's nice that they're wanting to ask, but I don't, it doesn't, what does it matter? Can you fix it? Can you, is there anything you could do for me? Then I don't.
Yeah.
It's better than no one caring, I guess. But at the same time, like, how many times can I tell the same nothing story that's not even fun to tell?
Yeah.
So tired of it already. All I did was someone hit a ground ball into the, I was playing softball. First game, I played 8 seasons of hockey. And even though I did on purpose, I never really like, you know, was super aggressive. I couldn't really anyway because I wasn't good enough. But even if I was, there was times where the puck was against the...
You're on the ice. You know.
Yeah. I ran it. You know, I fell and hit the wall.
You had a few collisions.
I believe someone shot a puck at my ear one time. I can't remember who that was. But...
that was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you would think like in seven, eight
I don't
years
think it
hockey.
Ever got worse than the second time you and I were on the ice and we ran into each other.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been the worst you ever had it. That was pretty bad.
Because people are telling me, like, I can't believe you played softball. Like, your hands, like, you need your hands and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, but people play stuff and they don't get hurt there forever. Yeah. I wasn't sliding. I wasn't diving for something. I'm not stupid.
Right? I still don't know what happened.
Yeah, so it's hard to explain. Without showing, I don't even know how it happened, really, but I could tell you what I think happened is that I was playing in the outfield. Someone hit a ball past the second baseman. I was in right field. And the weird thing is there's 4 outfielders. They let us have 4 outfielders, and there was a right center fielder who I remember thinking at the time, he's closer to this thing than I am, but he like wasn't moving. And it was kind of like it got past the infield, but it wasn't really hard. So it was kind of dying in the grass. And so I had to run to my right and forward pretty hard to get to it. So the guy couldn't get to second base. And when it was kind of one of those things where my brain, I think, was thinking I could do stuff with my body that I used to do playing baseball, but my legs and everything wouldn't do it.
Right.
Cause I think I overran the ball maybe. And when I went down to pick it up with my hand, my left hand to throw it, I just kind of stumbled and I used my hand. My arm was locked. You know, my arm was kind of straight and locked and my hand was on the softball, which was, I don't know if you know how big an adult men's league softball
is.
It's
like a basketball.
Fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have little baby hands. So my fingers were all the way sprawled out around the ball. I think that matters because if it was a baseball, I don't think I could have really had enough pressure. So everything was kind of like, you know, tout. Everything was all stretched out as far as it could go. And when I was kind of falling, I remember just bracing myself with the ball on the ground and I heard a pop and it just popped.
Oh, God.
The outside bone that goes from your wrist to your pinky knuckle, it's just right in the middle of that bone, is just broken. And
crazy.
Yeah, and when I heard the pop, I thought like, oh, my knuckle maybe kind of, you know, popped out of place and maybe, worst case, I thought it was dislocated and maybe it popped back in. But because right away it hurt, but I was kind of, you know, I was pumped up and kind of adrenaline going because I hadn't played softball for 100 years. And then the funny part is I hit. After that was my first chance to hit, and so I wanted to hit, and I got a hit. Like, I actually got a hit, but it hurt so bad when the ball hit the bat that I just dropped the bat and, like, just started digging a hole for myself, like, in the ground. And I left the game. And I watched the rest of the game because I was like, well, what am I going to do? It's like 9 o'clock at night. I don't think I need to go to the ER or whatever. And as I was watching the game, I kept kind of feeling my hand and looking at it. It was just, like, getting more and more swollen. And like, this is not good. But anyway, I didn't dive or get hit by a bat or a ball or anything stupid. It was just fucking stupid. Nothing. So, but yeah, anyway, what I was going to say is I didn't realize with broken bones that they just are like, yeah, if we get to it, you know.
Yeah.
Because what if it starts like healing or whatever? Like, because I read that the cartilage starts right away kind of repairing it and then they like have to break it again or like.
No, I don't think
they. It seems weird.
Well, I don't think they'll have to like. Well, I guess it depends, but I mean, the cast is just so you won't break it again. It's not, it doesn't like, I don't think it's to like shape the bone or something.
No, yeah, it couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
I don't think. So, yeah, anyway, it's just weird being a broken hand guy. It's just I wish there was an invisible cast because I don't
want that's good.
Talk about it every time someone asks, but I don't know what the better. If no one ever said anything, that would probably be like, oh, I guess no one gives a shit that I have a broken arm. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is. But I don't know. What do you, that's what I was going to ask. Like, what is the good response? Do I have to tell the fucking story every time?
You're going to kill yourself if you have to tell the story every time.
It's not even a good story. Yeah. If it was cool, maybe. But
what I would do is come up with a very quick phrase to be able to say that communicates everything in the quickest possible
way. Boys will be boys.
Yeah. Just too much masturbating. You know, it's just, freak softball accident. Well, the only problem is then that there's more questions.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
Yeah. What gives you the fewest questions? That's what I know. You need to take it back into the lab and figure out, like, what's the perfect statement that's the fewest questions and the shortest. Yeah. No, I think about that all the time. I don't want.
Yeah. I would have taken pretty much any other injury, like, because I can't do anything fun. There's no video games or guitar playing or swimming or
that sucks.
Anything. I can't do anything. It's just 6 to 8 weeks of, I guess I'm going to watch. I mean, I have season 3 of Rick and Morty that I started, so that'll last like a week and it'll be amazing. But I don't know what I have after that. That's pretty much all I've gotten on my schedule right now. But I don't know. I'm not that bummed out about it. Somehow I'm not really that bad right now.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's not that long, but yeah, no, that definitely sucks.
Ugh. But yeah, anyway, there's nothing I can do. Just have to wait like a regular non-Sacramento King for whenever they get to the other people.
God, that is really weird. Still don't have a cast.
No, I don't understand. Thursday. And I asked them, like, I was like, so Thursday, what's going to happen? And they said, well, they have to look at it and see what if you have to have surgery or put a plate or a pin or... And they said, if not, then they'll do the cast there. But if they have to do surgery, they're not going to do it there. I'll have to like go back. We don't eat the day of the thing, schedule that. And it's like, Jesus, can I just, but it might be like you said,
don't eat probably, so that you don't have food on your hand.
What?
So you can't eat so that you don't have food on your hand when they do the surgery. That's why. No. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll live.
That's the worst. Dude, I was going to say something. Well, I don't know. You were...
Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I got a bunch of nonsense. Well, I had one nonsense thing I was just going to say at the beginning because it's nothing. But, like, you said you were ready to record and I had to finish with the sandwich. And it was a delicious sandwich.
So far, everything checks out.
Yeah. Yeah, I went and I got a sandwich at a Mr. Pickles or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And I searched for the one that's not with sandwich now. I'm looking for not sandwiches are an easy way to accidentally have, 1800 calories if you're not careful. Yeah. Like if you just get the wrong thing. So I'm really shopping by calories and I saw one that somehow was not many calories was the pastrami and Swiss. I was like, well, that's fine with me because I fucking love pastrami and Swiss. So I have no problem with that being the low calorie one. Low, relatively speaking. And so I was like, yeah, I'll get pastrami and Swiss. And then the fucking questions, and I've said this before, but I just want, especially something like a sandwich, there should just be the best thing. Haven't they figured out, sandwich scientists figured out that like the pastrami and Swiss has a bread that goes with it and it should have like the condiments and toppings or whatever. Like it should,
nothing's worse than the bread.
The sandwich commission should have fucking figured out whatever the best is. And then if I'm some fucking weirdo who wants to change it, then I'll tell you, I'll be like, but I'm a fucking weirdo. So I want, this and not this and whatever. But like, if I just say, yeah, give me that one. Shouldn't there be a reason? My question is, shouldn't there be a reason that there's a number on their board, their sandwich board, and it's the number, I don't know, 6, which is, and it's called some bullshit, and it's pastrami, and like, the reason I did that, like I said, I want that one, is because I wanted that one. I didn't want a bunch of questions and a fucking what do you do? So, like, he asked me, do you want just the works on that, like the everything, which it always has a lot of stuff that seems good and then a lot of stuff that seems weird, like, really? Am I having that with pastrami? Like, should that go with that or should it not? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And then I finally, the culmination of this nothing story is I thought for like a second and I started to almost go into, because this was the second question, or the second or third question of what I wanted. And I started to go into just whatever's the normal, like whatever's the fucking thing that you put on this thing. And then I realized like, who cares? Like, I was just like, put everything on it. So he put everything on and I realized like, I just don't care enough anymore. I couldn't even be picky about that kind of thing if I wanted to now. It's so weird. Yeah. I used to be so different. When I was a kid, I couldn't eat anything. I hated everything. And now it's like he put, you know, there's like fucking pickles and like yeah. mustard and just all this shit that I don't think should be on a pastrami and Swiss sandwich. But I don't care. I just ate it and it was fine. It was all fine. Yeah. Everything was great.
That's exact. I took my daughter to Mr. Pickles like 2 weeks ago. And I did the same yeah. exact thing. And I was going to, everything you said, I was already going to say, yeah. which is that you, when you have a bunch of shit on a sandwich, you eat it and you're like, I don't even know what, I couldn't pick out a taste.
Yeah, I think there's
it's
like,
just a bunch of shit
like
on
some
a sandwich.
Leaves and some fucking,
yeah. Some bark. It's not like I went, oh, I shouldn't have gotten the pickles because I,
yeah, it
taste
added
the
a
pickles.
Slightly yeah. acidic something. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, even, it's nothing. It's just a crunchy matter. Meat thing. Doesn't matter what is on there. Meat thing. But
yes,
I was going to say
that crunchy meat thing, please.
Yeah. The bread is always the one that pisses me off because I'm like, that's the one where I feel like if they said, yeah, like ham and Swiss and I go, I don't know, sourdough. And the guy would go like, oh, well, I'm sorry. You can't. No, that was my fault. Yeah. I shouldn't even have offered sourdough because nobody would have sourdough with that meat.
Right,
and
right.
I'd be like, oh, fuck. I don't know then.
You
just
tell
that,
me.
The bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, it like, I don't remember what they are, like, because it was, like, French roll or something. I'm like, that sounds good,
yeah,
like French bread.
What's the difference between a French roll and a sourdough? That seems like the same thing to me.
I think the roll is, like, that skinnier, taller one. And then that does piss me off because I'll be like, I can't even eat this fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes yeah. The bread is not structurally sound for the fucking yeah. sandwich you're getting, and they should know that and tell you.
Yeah.
They need to be your sandwich advisor, you know, like tell you what. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I feel so alone
so, yeah,
in this decision.
I don't know what phase of the or what portion of the scale I'm on compared to you, but I've gotten to the point where I when they say everything, I go, "What? Yeah, that doesn't matter anymore." But the bread part, I always get stuck on because I'm like, just yeah, it should have a bread, at least a bread, because I can understand if people are like, I don't like Swiss cheese, like I like.
Right.
Cheddar or whatever, maybe. But does anyone fucking care what the bread is? Just do whatever the bread is that goes with it.
Well, and I even asked them. I was like, well, what goes with this? And they said sourdough. I was like, fine, then fucking sourdough. Yeah. The bread was fantastic. So that was, got away with that one. I had no idea what bread to choose.
I'm
going
to go to Mr. Pickles right after this.
Oh, you should. It's dude, good. Sourdough. It was really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Fucking, God, someone is knocking on my door for an hour. Okay. It's for like the last 5 minutes. So this is going to be an emergency right now.
Yeah. It's your cast.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Hey, normally I would have just zapped that out of there, but I realized once we got to the end of this episode and did the bonus part that I had forgotten that I watched the Evil Genius on Netflix thing that Sam had talked about last week. And I've got an extensive review of it for the bonus content. And you might be surprised to hear what I have to say about that Evil Genius on Netflix. So I wanted to tell you, because I totally forgot I was going to talk about in the main show. But that's the bonus for today's episode. And now I'm going to fast forward through Sam answering his door and get back to where we were. When you order the number 4 at McDonald's, what's that? That's got to be the quarter pounder, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, like sounds right. One is like Big Mac, one two is the two cheeseburger meal.
That's everyone knows that. So three is quarter pounder, four is double quarter pounder, right?
That sounds right.
I think that's historically what it's been. But anyway, the point is, when you order the number fucking 4, they don't ask you, okay, what bread do you want on your quarter pounder? Oh, okay, yeah. Do you want, what toppings do you want? Just fucking, I'll tell you if I want something different. That's how everything
I'll
should be.
Just go somewhere else that has that sandwich.
What?
Like if they just have, like, I just go to Burger King if I want the different bun. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
Just sell whatever you have.
No, but if you've taken the time to make a menu, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if there was no menu and it was just like, here, come to, we have all this stuff. And you just come tell us what things you want, then okay. But that's not what we're doing. Anyway, that's enough on, I think I've made my point, and I think sandwich makers should have heard it loud and clear. So I expect a response. You got anything else? Old one hand over there.
I have some good boner stuff, but I have one quick non-boner. I don't know if I told you, if I said before that my office building has like this crazy trash problem where people just, I think it's happens
was
everywhere.
The cardboard stuff? Was that?
Well,
that?
People, yeah. Well, I have a lot of cardboard trash and people come over from all over apparently and dump like kitchen sinks and like toilets and refrigerator, like stuff that's obviously not from this building. And so, and I've been here for almost 2.5 years, whatever, I don't know, 3 years. And I always complain about it because I take my stuff down, all perfectly broken down boxes. Everything condensed as good as it could possibly be, and the dumpster's overflowing, and I can't even put my trash in the dumpster. And it's like, I'm not exaggerating. It'll be the next morning after it's emptied, it's all the way overflowing. Jesus. Every single day for 2 years. And they never do anything about it. So the other day, one of my, a guy was helping me out, and he's like, I'll take this trash down. We had this big thing loaded up. And he's like, oh, there's a lock on the trash. I can't get in there to put it in. I was like, what? Well, that's interesting. You know, I was like, well, maybe they finally figured something out. And, but there's, I never got any kind of email or, you know, no one came by and talked to me and said, hey, here's what we're doing now. Like, here's a key for the trash or anything. So somehow he flagged down a person that, one of the cleaning people or the, I don't know, security guy and put threw it away. And so this morning I was like, I'm going to email him to see like, what's the deal? Like, do I get a key for that? Or what, you know, what is there some thing? But I kind of have a lot of trash here and there and it's kind of going to be a hassle. And I just, I just wanted to read. So this is just a, you know, this is not a, well, first off, I'm in this office building. So it's just, you know, normal people. We're not, this isn't like the Pentagon. So the response, I just said, hey, I love, you know, I'm happy that you're, the new trash thing is great, you know, whatever. But I said, you know, what do I do when I need to take the trash out? Do I have to, is there a phone number or whatever? And she writes back, thank you for your note. Please leave a note with the day porter for any extraordinary garbage in your office. What the fuck is a day porter? I thought the person's name was Porter. Like when I, up until I read it just again, like an hour ago, I was like, oh, I just had to figure out who Porter is. And then I just like call him or whatever. But what is a day porter? Is that even a thing?
I've heard that term before. And so I, yeah, but now I can't like a porter. Well, a porter is like a Shakespearean fucking term for, cause there's a porter is a character in a Shakespeare. And he like, he's like kind of in charge of the gates of the city or something, something like that. Like he's the, you know, I don't know what it would be in this context. Though. Have you seen anyone in Shakespearean clothing kind of, you know, milling about with the fucking, fan thing under their chin or head. What is that thing?
Oh, dude, wait a minute. It just got more interesting. Ooh, okay. I Googled it and it says a day porter functions as a daytime cleaning service with benefits. That's a little more than I want.
Oh, wow.
That's what it says on Google.
With benefits. Wow.
Yeah, with benefits. They provide vital services to keep your building running smoothly, like lobby maintenance, cleaning common areas. So actually, that is the correct term. Huh, but, it just, it, they're making this sound way more glamorous than it really is. It's not, that's not how it is at all. Also,
yeah, how did they know to use that term? Like, that's what I want to know. I want to know if the day porter told them, like, please, 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 I'm not a janitor.
Excuse
I'm
me,
a
porter?
Day porter. Yeah.
Do I refer to them as day porter or Mr. Mrs. Porter?
Mr. Porter.
I love for any extraordinary garbage. What is extraordinary garbage?
Or is it, wait. Did they say extraordinary or literally two words, extraordinary?
Extraordinary.
Sorry. Extraordinary garbage. Okay.
Extra. Really? You pronounce that extraordinary?
Yes. Extraordinary.
E-X-T-R-A-O-R.
It's extraordinarily obvious that you pronounce it extraordinary.
It's extraordinary though. It's just those two words put together.
It's a portmanteau or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Extraordinary garbage in my office. I don't, but again, I don't know. Does that, first off, if I don't have extraordinary garbage, it's the same. I still have to put it in the dumpster. Is there a new non-extraordinary
that
garbage?
That doesn't answer any of your questions, I don't
know. Yeah, it's like, or leave it by the dumpster. So the porter came over this morning with a big bin. Again, this is like a professional, like, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know why it matters, but it's kind of unsightly to have someone carting around a giant garbage thing that this person brought over to me. And she goes, yeah, I'm here. She gave me all her hours for the week. Like, I'm here this time to that time and this time to that time. And so if you have anything, just leave it outside of your office. And I'm like, this is stupid. It's going to be, this is going to be worse. There's going to be, everyone's going to have garbage outside of their suite. Like it's a nice professional office building. And then I got to coordinate with this person when I want to take a bag of garbage to the dumpster. Anyway, the point is like this, they needed to fix it and now they've got, it's worse. I'd rather that people were still dumping, you know, their family dog after it passed away and stuff like that, like they were before, rather than now I can't even throw away my ordinary or extraordinary, extraordinary trash. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, David Porter. But you got to find out about these benefits, though, I think is the point. See if that's...
He's a Day Porter.
Day Porter.
One-way ticket.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got to get to some boner time. I'm going to run out of time. So, yeah, we got to give our patrons, the only people who actually matter, a bit of extra content. So thank you for listening. But hop on over to patreon.com/shoeshine for the more important content for the patrons. See you next time or whatever.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.